The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a mess.
A mess. A mess.
This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
I would love to know what the hell's going on in our country.
Being a wise guy would be a little bit.
Talkin' trash now.
It's time to clean it up.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling. Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
Clean.
Coming clean.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Let's talk to one of our local professional law enforcement officers. His name is Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. And good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is there an effect, and if so, what is it, the election outcome? Does it impact law enforcement at the local level, and if so, how?
Well, yeah, I think it's when Biden was elected, there was a chilling effect in the opposite direction. I think with President Trump now getting back into office, I think from day one, you'll see some things change. Obviously, the open borders will 100% help all the local law enforcement agencies throughout the country. Everybody, to include our county, are seeing some of the effects of those open borders, whether it be influx of a criminal element or fentanyl or drugs, illegal drugs coming into to our counties. This will have an immediate impact. And I do believe that one person and one election can turn some things around.
I think you've nailed it when you said, look, under the Biden administration and, you know, this whole Kamala Harris defund the police and no bail and all the things that happened in these DAs. I know that Gascon, the one out in California, that was a bad DA. He's out. So maybe there's some good signs, law and order. And I guess the next question would be, you know, possible cabinet positions and federal agencies and stuff. Would that also, I'm imagining, would have an impact at the local level as well?
I believe so. I mean, you hit it on the head as far as some of the issues that we have with the Trump administration, his cabinet picks, the Senate being in a Republican majority, the Congress being a Republican majority. While there are some law enforcement reforms that I do believe needs to happen, I think with this group, especially such a big delegation from Florida who understand that we get it right in Florida most of the times. Well, we're not perfect, but the proof's in the pudding. You know, we're doing a lot of measures that's well above the curve nationally, and they're going to have some influence throughout the country now to say, this is what Florida does. For instance, you know, Senator Scott, it was through when he started as governor, we were one of the lowest crime rates in the country. I mean, we're on a 50-year or higher crime reduction in spite of the open borders and in spite of what's going on in the rest of the world. You don't see the mega riots in Florida like you do in California and Oregon and Washington. Just don't see it. I believe these picks, while great for foreign policy, great for economic stuff, you have people like Kat Kamick being spoke about as being the Senate Republican committee chairman. That's great. That's great for Florida. That's great for North Florida because we will now have a bigger seat at the table, not just in Tallahassee, but in Washington, D.C. I mean, these are people that the Florida sheriffs know, and they know them personally. So I think it's great all the way around.
You know, as far as general crime, and not to diminish the impact that the illegals have had, because when you include, you know, rape, murder, and DUIs resulting in, you know, a loss of life, et cetera, you know, that should be taken seriously. And I'm with you. Trump absolutely is going to take a step in the right direction. Tom Homan being appointed as the border czar. I don't know if that'll be his official name. But you know what I also think about, and I wonder how much you have to think about it, and that is national security. Not the run-of-the-mill, you know, a gang banger or some other felon that got out of the jails of Venezuela, but somebody who is really working for some organization that wants to really do harm in a terroristic way. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been worried about this for a number of years, and it is as simple as this. I don't want to give nobody no ideas, and even if I am, we're somewhat prepared for it as much as anybody can. There's all kinds of things that happen in rural counties that are idealistic for terrorists to attack. You know, we have parades. If you've seen it throughout the country, throughout the world, issues going on there. You have small rural counties that these cells come and sleep in, try to stay underneath the radar before they do their big the big event. And we've seen that in 9/11. In our area, some of those individuals that were involved in that came through North Central Florida, and that's a fact. So we just have to be vigilant. I mean, I am worried about it. I think all the sheriffs and police chiefs are. We can't be polarized. However, we got to rely on the intelligence. We got to rely on our own people. We need to pay attention to our citizens. If they see something that's out of the ordinary, there's lots of signs and clues that would lead to these type of people living in our communities. You know, they have to talk about it. And then we relay that information to the people above, which goes back to having some trust, restore trust in our federal agencies. Like, we enjoy, personally for Gilchrist County, a great working relationship with the FBI, ATF, certainly the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. We get along very well, probably better than most in the state of Florida, throughout the country. But when you have those changes that's going to have to be made, I think that you're going to see a lot of information coming out, a lot of people going to jail, a lot of people being sniffed out. Some of these people who's crossed the border, who have ill intent for our citizens, I would bet you that within the next 6 months to a year, you'll see some people going to jail and some cells being unraveled. I believe that with my whole heart.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You know, a small town used to have a self-protection. You know, I'll just say it, the old cliche, you don't look like you're from around here. But now you've been desensitized by how many people have come across the border, and they are keeping kind of a low profile, and they're around the shadows. So you become desensitized to, so yeah, you know they're not from around here. So that makes your job tougher, and really, frankly, the citizens, it's hard. I mean, if they call every time they see someone who doesn't look like they're not from around here, you guys be way too busy. So, you know, just as a kind of a side effect of the open borders.
Oh, absolutely. You know, luckily in Gilchrist County, while we have a population of upwards of 20,000 people, I don't care what the census says, it's wrong. And I could justify that with numbers of buildings and school populations such as that. But it absolutely has an impact with us. And as far as the people moving here, we get along, we're family. Everybody kind of knows anybody. They make it their point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call it profiling, you know, individuals who, I mean, we're very diverse now in Gilchrist County. But, again, just in spite of all the open border policies that we've had to endure, the drugs, it's all about people, and it's all about talking and communicating and having trust with your local law enforcement, that just because somebody of a different color, race, or nationality moves into your neighborhood does not mean that law enforcement is going to go kick their door in because they're new.
No,
it's all those other things that go along with it.
No, absolutely. New, brand new jail. Is a ribbon cutting really tomorrow? Wow.
Listen, brother, this has been a long time coming. The full transparency, we aren't. There's some cosmetic issues or things that we got to get done, but due to operational expediency, We're going to do this ribbon cutting tomorrow. It's almost, I'd probably say 99.9% complete. But we look forward to showing our stakeholders in our county what their taxpayer money went to. It was much needed. I look forward to, at some point, having a cost savings for our county and being able to be self-reliant, not have to rely on other counties, which I'm grateful for, having to hold our inmates. So, yes, we are beyond excited and looking forward to tomorrow to show it off. The newest jail in the state of Florida by the newest county in the state of Florida.
Oh, I like that. Sheriff, it is always a pleasure. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the show. Thank you, sir, and please stay safe.
You too, guys. Be safe.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.